I'm Ross Reynolds. You're on the record. 46 years ago this month, the Seattle School Board voted on what became known as the Seattle Plan.
The plan created a mandatory busing system in order to integrate schools in the north and south ends of the city. Seattle was the first major city to adopt a comprehensive desegregation plan voluntarily. Race-based busing lasted more than 20 years until the Seattle School Board ended the program in 1999.
We've been asking for your stories and memories of race-based busing here in Seattle, and today we're going to be playing some of those stories.
My name is Heather, and I grew up in Seattle. And when I was 8 years old, I was attending my neighborhood school a couple blocks from home. And we had an assembly, and we were informed that next year we would be bused to the Central District because we needed to be friends with black students. And so the next fall, I got on a bus, and I went to Leschi Elementary. And there wasn't as much mixing and making of friends as I think that they had hoped. During lunches, there was a very visible divide between kids. Same thing during recess. The kids that had been going to Leschi all those years together all played on one side of the playground, and the new kids that came in on the buses kept to themselves. The big event that year was one day we came to school and there were police everywhere. And there was a dead body in the park right next to the school. After that, a common threat at the school became that, you know, we would be next. By the time I got to Garfield High School, the Seattle School District seemed to be funneling all of their money into the busing program. Textbooks were out of date. There were no computers. The curriculum was just very, very plain. That summer, I found out that I could go to school on the east side in Bellevue and pay out-of-district tuition. And so I did that for my sophomore, junior, and senior year. I went to Interlake High School in Bellevue, and I babysat all summer and around the school year to earn money so that I could pay to go to the Bellevue School District. But it was worth it for me.
My name's Martin Flo, principal at Ingram High School, Seattle School graduate, Ingram class of 84, and I went to Broadview Elementary School in North Seattle in Broadview, and after sixth grade was bused to Sharpless Junior High, which is now Aki Kurosi in South Seattle. I largely had a fantastic experience. I met a lot of new people and a lot of new experiences. It was probably at least partially responsible for me wanting to get an education. Certainly, being involved in the first year of the busing, there was a lot of concern on the part of the parents and the students, some of it due to the long transportation time, some of it, you know, due to going to a different school far away. And but day in and day out, I had a good experience. For those that weren't bused for junior high, they would come up here to Ingram High School, where I graduated. I'm principal now of Ingram High School. And back when it was my local school, those same kids that were at their local school for junior high were bused up here. And so they had basically the same experience. And so friendships that I made, many of the friendships that I made in junior high then lasted through high school, and some of whom I'm still friends with today.
My name is Robert Gary Jr. When the desegregation program started in Seattle, I was a seventh grade student at Sharpless Junior High School. And we were actually the last group of students that did not get bused. So I stayed in all my neighborhood schools. However, students that we went to elementary school with, and my brother was one of them, they got bused to schools in the North End. We didn't have a lot of overt issues, but as I get older and as my friends get older, we always sit back, and especially the ones that didn't get to go to the neighboring high schools, like, what if I would have went to Franklin? What if I would have went to Garfield? If I went to Cleveland? What if I would have went to Rainier Beach? And they think about that from time to time. Because now, since busing's not enforced, people really look back and think, did they miss something not being able to go to the school that their mom or dad or a lot of their relatives and friends went to? And I think that was a real big issue with people I know, that my family always went to school X. And I'm really specifically talking about a high school because that's what usually everybody remembers. So I know on that level, there's a lot of people that say, you know, I enjoyed my time at my school that I was bused to, but however, they always think about if I.
That's Robert sharing his memories of being bused in Seattle public schools. Later this week, we'll take a look at how race-based busing in Seattle fit into the larger picture of busing for desegregation in cities around the United States. You can write us, record@kuow.org. This is The Record from KUOW.